Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Amanda Abbs. Joining us from Lakeville, Massachusetts, he is the owner at Center for Psychology and Faith. It's William Bodio. How you doing, William?
Well, hello, Amanda. Nice to have a chance to talk with you.
Yes, I'm happy to have you on. Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Well, apart from being brilliant and handsome, I guess the purpose of my involvement in my profession is to be of some use to people. You know, I guess it's pain, psychological pain, intrapsychic pain, the pain that flows from families that have great challenges and woundedness and bring them into therapy. And I guess it's my purpose to help them discover their own internal resources and perhaps, you know, discover some avenues of healing that might be of use to them.
How long have you been doing this?
Close to 40 years.
And what led you down this path?
Well, you know, I guess I was a product of my era in some ways. I grew up, in the early 1950s, and, it was post-World War II. Korea was just starting. But I think there was a desire, you know, for at least for young men to ally with heroic virtue. And so, you know, I watched The Lone Ranger as I was a kid and Zorro and all of those things. But it's sort of interesting when I think back that I happened to bop into where my mother was watching a movie, and it was called A Man with a Golden Arm. It was about Frank Sinatra was playing a heroin addict, and he was, you know, tormented by the depths of his addiction. And, of course, I didn't know anything about addiction and was wondering why he was writhing on the floor. But it made an impression that, this guy was in trouble, and just like Superman or Zorro would straight to the rescue, somebody needed to help. And I think that's in a very direct way, unconscious way at first, but later on in a tangible way, I became interested in the healing arts, as they say.
Is there anything you'd like to add or inform the listeners about? We do have quite a bit of time left.
One of the things that you might find interesting, I mean, there's lots of qualified people, and there certainly appears to be a need for mental health services in our community. So I certainly don't want to compare or contrast in any way that would cast criticism on them. But I do think that, there's a couple of things that I find myself processing very early on with people. The first is whether or not their experience is what I would call pathological or non-pathological. You know, I think most people, when they're in pain, they don't care about some label you're going to put on it. But there is this sort of underlying assumption that if I'm depressed or I'm anxious or I'm feeling despair or have a profound sense of loss, that there's something wrong with me. And they become afraid of those feelings. They're concerned about, you know, how destructive those feelings can be. But the fact of the matter is that not all suffering is pathological, that it can be very functional. It's consistent with the challenges and the loss that they have. And so just knowing that can begin to help them understand that, you know, we're all human, and it's important to put into perspective what you're experiencing, you know. The second is, I think we live in a time where there's great emphasis on the brain. We're discovering new things and new therapies, and exciting therapies have emerged to help people deal with trauma and historical pain. And, you know, Freud many years ago from the psychoanalytic tradition said that he defined mental health as the ability to work and to play. And if you think about it, you know, work is You know, the ability to work says a lot about your energy level, your perseverance. You need to have a certain degree of psychological health to consistently apply yourself to the challenges of work. And so, you know, that's a healthy sign. You know, he also said, you know, to play, to have that spontaneous, creative, you know, joyous part of us kind of released, that's important. But I would add to Freud, you know,
William,
for arrogance, you know, I'm going to add to
William.
Yes.
I'm sorry, we are running out of time. Do you have any contact information you'd like to share with our audience?
Yeah, you can reach me at Center for Psychology and Faith, or William Bodio at Outlook.com. And the phone number is 508-947-4222.
Thank you so much, William, for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.